I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everyone. Just me at the top of this very special episode to let you know of a few shows I've got going on. If you're listening to this the day it comes out, so the week it comes out even, this Saturday, 5:30 at Comedy Republic, I'm doing another live Don't You Know Who I Am? Come along. They're always fun afternoons. The lineup's great. So it's Brett Blake, Emma Holland, Michelle Brazier, Sammy Shah. Very cool, very fun, so come along. Hey, also, if you're in Melbourne, I'm doing the Comedy Festival. That starts very soon, and I'm doing the last 2 weeks with my solo show, Modern Contemporary, and I'm also doing 4 podcasts at the European Beer Cafe, 3 o'clock on Saturdays, and on sale now, the show Wednesday the 13th, so it's a Wednesday night. It's 11:15 at the Festival Club at Max Watts, the big 300th episode, so make sure you come out. This will be the last episode that goes in the main feed. After that, well, it's all behind a paywall once a month, so if you want to hear the ones that are after that, so go to patreon.com/dykwia, become a Patreon subscriber. Tickets for all these shows are at joshua.com.au. Also, Launceston, I'm coming. April 1st, I'm going to debut the show in Launceston, which, you know, when you see the show, you go, oh, I get why he's doing it there. It's all about Launceston. So go to joshua.com.au. It's at the Bogues Brewery Bar, and there are supports from very cool local acts as well. I'd love to see you there. Also, if you're in Brisbane, hopefully you're staying safe. Tickets are on sale. I won't push it now. You've got other things on your mind, but they are there. And if you've already got tickets, thank you very much. So that's all I need to say. Thanks, everyone, for buying up those tickets as well. It's been really cool, especially the podcast and the festival. They're moving very quickly. So if you want to get on them, get them quick before they all go. That's all I need to say. This episode, very cool with the guys from Filthy Casuals and Hollywood Phonies. Make sure you go and listen to their podcast. They're heaps and heaps of fun. Anyway, enough from me. Enjoy this episode of Don't You Know Who I Am? Hello and welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Josh Earl, and today I have a special little episode, a little bit of a crossover episode. These boys fresh on the campaign trail for their hot new podcast, The Hollywood Phonies. Can you please welcome into my little podcast, it's Ben Vanel, Adam Knox and Tommy Dassler.
Yes, yay. We're on the junket. We've got Leno after this. We're all excited about that.
Furious about it.
You guys theme podcast? You heard about podcast?
Hollywood Phonies. I'm met a few of them.
Sick of answering the same questions from every single journalist coming in. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where do you get your ideas?
Yep.
From other people's movies.
What's it like being a white man in podcasting?
Pretty easy.
I have had a horrible boss. It's Tommy.
Have you would have done been in the junket? Yeah, you did the horrible bosses one.
I interviewed Charlie some people. Day. Yeah, Charlie Day, Jason Bateman, and Jason Sudeikis on the red carpet.
Yeah,
and it was just seeing we were like fourth in line, and we just saw all these people before us be like. So, Jason, you ever have a horrible boss? And then just tape in.
Yep.
Yeah, when I worked at McDonald's, there's this guy who was a real cunt. Anyway, thanks. Next. So we were like, oh, we got to not ask that.
Because I was employed by Telstra once.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing a thing about how millennials use apps on their phone.
Oh, cool.
And they paid me $5,000 and said, just be available for this day.
Yep.
We're going to throw the net out and see if any, like, organizations take the bait.
Mm-hmm.
Only one organization did. That was SynFM, the breakfast show. Adam Knox was on that show.
Oh, this was 2011 then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you were trying to ask me a question. So is this what your Comedy Festival show is about? Because it was just before Comedy Festival. I said, no.
Yeah.
trying to be the company man, just having nothing to say.
Yeah. I kind of don't remember that at all.
No. So you're on Sin, you get a call that like Telstra are sending in Josh Earl to be interviewed on Sin FM.
And
you
would have been thinking,
oh, we've landed a big fish here.
Mm. No, because every guest we ever had on that, other than one, was they were generally musicians and generally bad musicians, so they were generally very boring people. Yeah. So I was checked out for every interview we ever did as well.
Well, you could say Josh is a bad musician because when he's playing his songs, when he's playing his songs, people are laughing all the way through.
Yacking it up.
But yeah, so I fucking dreaded doing the interviews because it'd be like, oh yeah, I'd try and ask them something fun, entertaining. You ever had a horrible boss?
Right.
And they'd be like, because it's 7 in the morning. They don't give a shit either. Oh, interviews are the worst possible thing.
Yeah. What I love is, I love someone who's just starting out in music. All they've done is like put out an EP or maybe not even that.
Yeah.
Being interviewed on community radio. Being hard to deal with at that level.
Yeah.
Just thinking like, that's part of the whole package. Because one day when you're like Motley Crue, then you're being a prick to interviewers. Mm. So you got to start practicing straight away.
Yeah. Oh, it's part of the, you get your 10,000 hours of walking out of interviews, which is hard to get because you can only be in them for a minute at a time before you walk out.
Yeah. You got to do
600,000 interviews?
Yeah,
is that right?
Definitely.
Yep. Maybe something like that. Yeah.
Good job. All right, what we're doing today, we're doing a special edition. So we're just focusing on the first round, the social me meter. Because you three know each other so well. If I did, who did this? You go, oh, yeah, I know that story because we've kept it for our podcast. So. Mm-hmm.
The very flaw with having the three of us on the one podcast that my girlfriend pointed out to me last night.
Yeah.
You thought about it.
Yeah. You did tell us a story yesterday, Knox, when the three of us went to the movies in the car on the way there that I genuinely never heard before. About a not quite a horrible boss, but a moronic boss that you had.
Yeah, so there's like this really fast hare and a slow tortoise, right? This is a story I told.
Because I was like, we got to drive there as quickly as we can to the cinema. And you were like, no, not always fastest isn't always the best.
Yeah. It was this, I don't remember the story I told you, but it was the boss who he used to send photos of his own shits in group email threads at work.
Yeah, you said that. Have you said that on this podcast?
Maybe I have. Yeah, I might have talked about it. Yeah. His friends burned him with a lighter to calm him down like a bull because he'd get too amped up in Adelaide. Anyway.
Right, what we're doing. So we're going through everyone. I'm included in this as well.
Okay. Right.
If you think you know who wrote them, buzz in. Your name's your buzzers. You can't buzz in for your own ones. You point if you're right. Point to the person who actually wrote it if you're incorrect. Here we go. Question one. At Greg Larson, if you don't delete all your posts, I'm going to smack you with a big frying pan. You're Tom and I'm Jerry. You have been warned. Yes, Ben.
I believe that's Adam Knox.
That is Adam Knox.
No, because if you go on my Twitter right now, the most recent tweet I posted was this account is permanently suspended. So it can't have been me.
And that's the first and last time we'll be hearing from Knox in this round.
I thought I'd better get it out there.
I know. I was really worried because I was like, oh, he's going to have to have gone to my Facebook posts and I hate them.
First I went Insta and there's only one.
No, I went Kanye and I deleted them all because I was, trying to get my ex back.
You dated Julia Fox briefly, didn't you?
Yeah.
So I keep calling Kanye a dickhead.
To give the full context, you've been banned. You made a little joke to Greg Larson
from this tweet.
Yeah.
You said you're going to hit him with a fry pan.
That Greg has since messaged Twitter about and said, hey, we're friends, he didn't mean it. And it's specifically in their code of conduct that they give the example if, you gave me a spoiler for this show, ha ha ha, I'm going to kill you, is fine. Yeah. They allow that sort of great banter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's all that was, but
you know what, I just hearing it again, you know what I think it might be? It's like at the end, you have been warned.
Yeah.
I mean, that, well, just hearing it again, it's like, that does really elevate the tone.
And
right
to be fair, the reason that I tweeted that at him is because he was getting a concentrated death threat campaign from someone at the time.
Yeah. Right.
So I'm not saying it was a good taste joke, but it was a joke.
Mm. Twitter's still thinking currently that it's some big punishment to not be on there.
Yeah.
You know, because you love not being on there,
man,
right?
Honestly, the punishment they gave me was like hundreds of dollars saved on therapy.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Well, I'm very close to finishing up this. This is 6 more episodes to go after this.
Wow. Oh, wow.
And then it's, do I just transition my Twitter into what my new podcast will be? Just that's the handle and that's all it is.
Oh, right.
And I only
right,
go on
right.
there to promote that show.
I highly recommend it.
Yeah.
Because, like, the amount of time I mean, I was wasting a lot of time on social media, and I don't host a podcast about social media.
Right.
So, like, I can't imagine what it's done to your brain. Plus, you're weaker than me, so.
I am puny. Okay, question two. Taylor Swift gives real, I prefer the American version of The Office vibes.
Tommy. Ooh.
Yes, Tommy.
Josh.
No, that is Ben Vanille.
I thought it was Ben. I should have said my buzzer instead of saying ooh.
Yeah, you're playing just because you're banned from Twitter. You're not banned from answering.
Because you were at one point. You were too scared to even post from one of the accounts for our podcasts.
Yeah.
In case Twitter somehow knew it was you behind the wheel.
So what if they listen to this and they ban Ben?
When you posted this, Ben, were you a bit worried about the Swifties coming for you?
No. I want the attention.
I stole her red scarf.
Because has anyone watched the Tiny Desk, the NPR Tiny Desks?
I've seen not Taylor Swift's one, but some of the others.
I have seen Taylor Swift's one, actually, yeah.
Yeah, it's three songs. It goes for like 32 minutes because she'll give like an 8-minute rendition of what the song means to her.
Right.
Oh, right.
And it screams of someone who's just had people around her who's going, you're very interesting. Yes, keep talking. And it's like just shut up and play the song.
Yeah.
Like, that's shut all people
hear.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was in a gym in a hotel once and they had a Matchbox 20 live DVD on. And Rob Thomas doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Ugh. Holding court for 20 minutes in between each song.
It's like Springsteen's Broadway show.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Oh, right.
A lot of fat could be cut off that show.
Really? Because I'd never seen any of them, but I hear people going like, he's up there for 4 hours. It's incredible. Mm. I thought that was all music all the time.
Oh, no, his shows are, but he did a special Broadway show where he's like, hey, I've never worked in a timber yard, but I've written 5 songs about it. Here's those songs.
Yeah, I reckon I could.
Yeah. Rob Thomas up there like, so in the summer it gets hot.
Yeah.
But there's this girl, right?
Yeah.
And I want to push
her Bruce, around. Have you ever had a horrible the boss?
Okay.
You're cool. A terrific boss, never forget that.
Question three. Thought of a good tweet yesterday and now I've forgotten it. Sorry.
Adam.
Yes, Adam.
Josh.
No, that's Tommy.
Whoa.
Yeah. But Tommy.
You even did say the sorry like you were doing Tommy's voice.
Sorry.
I deleted the app off my phone.
Yeah.
So I'm only ever on the Twitter on the desktop, which
that's
is
psycho.
Are you still off the app?
Yeah.
Cuz I was off the app for a while and then I've gone back on. Just there's no point. I'm wasting so much time.
I'll think of something. I'm like, oh, that'd be I'll be out and I'll be like, oh, that could be a funny one. And that I'll be tempted in that moment to get the app. I'm like, nah. Mm-mm. And then that literally was like, I had thought of what I thought was a banger and then got back in front of the computer and couldn't remember it. I was like, oh, well, I'll just put this out. That's probably as good a quality as what I was thinking of doing.
40 likes, maybe, if it's a right time of day.
Being off the app and desktop only really has a, like, I'm only smoking, not injecting at the moment kind of vibe to it.
Yeah, Tony Martin style.
Yeah.
Is he a heroin guy?
Yeah.
Question four. If I've ever liked even one of your Instagram photos, it means I want to marry you.
Tommy.
Yes, Tommy.
Ben.
That's Adam Knox.
Oh.
Did you go to archive.org?
I went to the Wayback
Machine. The Wayback Machine.
Yeah. Yes. Okay.
You and Mr. Peabody hopped in to do your research for this podcast.
That's very funny.
Big twist, right? This has thrown a real spanner in the works. I did not expect this.
It could be me at any time.
Yeah.
And I remember writing that, and I reckon I probably... That was like, it was probably tweeted in like 2020 or something, but it is a very high school thing of like an observation about every person, but also specifically, I would have liked someone's Instagram post and been like, I have a crush on you.
Yeah.
Take me back, Julia Fox.
now that you could, once you found the way of accessing Adam's tweets, Josh, did that, because 2020. You were tweeting a lot, Adam.
Yeah, man. I was really fucked up.
In the depth of lockdown, you were, so there must have been a lot for you to sift through,
Josh.
There's
not that many there, unfortunately. It's only been captured on some specific days.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right.
What?
It only captures
the archiver.
Yeah,
it doesn't archive everything. Right.
Yeah. Okay, that's weird.
Because it can't store all of the internet every day forever.
Mm. Why not?
That's my brain's job.
I see.
So you're going to definitely win then.
Yeah. As I am on 0 points so far.
Question. No, you got one. Question five. Feeling off lately. I've tried everything to fix it, including minimum 4 beers per day.
Ben.
Eating only food that is either fried, covered in cheese or both. Doing little to no exercise. Going to bed at 1 a.m. at the earliest. And none of it seems to be working. Yes, Ben.
That's Tommy Dasilo.
That is Tommy Dasilo. Yeah, it's another point there for you. Yeah.
Devastating moment
when...
You
did have it early in that tweet.
The 4 beers is the one that got you over the
100%.
Line. 100%. A devastating moment after that tweet where I had, of all people, previously mentioned Greg Larson ridiculing me for how I was living my life. I was like, wow, this... I mean, I've put this out as a joke, but... I guess I really do have to make some changes around here.
Yeah, the man who, for a long time, was trying to encourage people to dare him to eat a full roast chicken so that he had an excuse to eat a full roast chicken. I'm going to whack him with a frying pan.
The first time I met Greg was in Sydney. And do you remember when Fuck Club was a big thing in Sydney?
Yeah.
And his whole routine was going to be, I'm going to go buy a crab and just eat a whole crab on stage. And we went out for it was me, him, Henry Stone, Asher Trelevin and Sam Campbell went to like Chinese at like 2 a.m. and they had the tank there with the crabs. He's like, should I just get it now for tomorrow? Should I just get the whole crab? And then Stone going,
put the crab on lay-by.
You're not going to walk around with a crab tonight. Yeah. Like, don't get a crab.
Where
now
are you going to put this crab other than your mouth tonight?
Yeah, you're going to eat 2 crabs in 24 hours.
Greg is very funny, and it's so weird how the funniest people and the least funny people have the exact same ideas. Because there was that guy who was at open mics for a bit in Melbourne who would eat a whole stick of butter.
Oh, yes.
And that was his thing. And he did it multiple times in 1 week one time, and people like in the crowd, like it was a full stick of butter, and he'd
so
eat it and look sad.
I think he did it at like maybe Death Star or something on a Wednesday,
yeah,
and then came back on a Wednesday to my gig and did it there. And I was like, yes, I've had the butter guy,
yeah,
have rite of passage.
I don't even remember if he was funny or not. I say least funny, but I just it's like Greg is doing that,
yes,
yeah, yeah, yes. Yeah. I was at a wedding over the weekend where Greg was giving a speech during the ceremony, and the lady officiating welcomed him to give his speech. She introduced him as Big Greg.
This is obviously the Greg Larson memorial episode.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
The special episode, yeah.
Because Ben and Maggie said, introduced him as that. Or did she forget his name?
Now,
Biden style and just go.
I hope that that's improv on the part of the lady. It's most likely that, yeah, Ben and Maggie said, do this, it'll be funny. But the idea that she's just freestyled that is the much more satisfying option.
Yeah. All right, next question. Kermit the Frog should just be called Kermit Frog.
Adam.
Yes, Adam.
Josh.
Yes, that is me.
Yeah, nice. Adam, yeah.
That's a funny joke. Yeah. That made me laugh out loud.
Yeah.
Edit that out, please.
Because I just, to be in line with the other Muppets.
Miss like Piggy.
Miss Piggy. Fozzie
Miss
Bear.
The Piggy.
Fozzie
yeah.
Bear.
Fozzie Bear.
Yeah, good Kermit point.
Animal doesn't even have a first name.
No.
Why has he got the?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But then someone said Ralph the Dog.
Who the fuck's Ralph the Dog?
He's that floppy. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Muppets.
Oh, the dog
Street,
one.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
Ralph. Yeah.
Otherwise it's be like Big the Bird.
Yeah.
We were scrolling around one of the streaming services during lockdown, and a Muppets movie came up. And my girlfriend was like, oh, should we watch this movie, The Puppets? I was like, do you seriously think they're called The Puppets? I mean, she's not wrong. They are puppets.
Yeah, yeah.
But just imagine living in a world where they're like the Henson Company when they're coming up with it. They're like, we don't need it. We just call them. Just call them what they are.
Growing up in my house, Muppet was the word we could call each other as a slur.
Right.
That didn't get us in trouble.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm. It's like saying bull dust or whatever.
Yeah. Bumhead.
But it gets to the point where you're saying it so much that even then your parents are like, all right, no more. You can't call each other Muppets.
You're having too much fun with this.
We're just going to use another word then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big Bird actually had a full name, but, you know, he was doing a speech at a wedding and the officiant died.
Question 7. People who have wives or husbands, why do you still use Twitter?
Adam.
Yes, Adam.
Ben.
Yes, you are correct.
Yeah. That sounds like the sort of the thing that's like aggressive towards someone else, but it's actually self-hating.
Yeah.
Because you're wondering why you're on Twitter.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah.
It's like, God, if you had someone to talk to, why would you be on Twitter?
Right.
See, as a married person, I would say it's probably the opposite.
Right.
If you're single, why are you on Twitter? Why
aren't you out there sucking and at sucking and at fucking?
Sliding in the DMs.
Yeah, yeah, nah, true.
I've never been able to slide into a DM apart from to ask someone, hey, would you be on the podcast? Mm.
Oh, like, you've never lived in a world where you can...
No.
Yeah, right.
There's never... Like, even MySpace, I was with Beck before MySpace came
along. Whoa. Wow.
Yeah, 2006 was when MySpace came along and we were together in 2004.
Damn, you've missed it all. Missed online dating.
I did get turned down by... I asked someone to be on the podcast, my new podcast, and they wrote back going, I like you and I like your podcast, but this does not sound fun.
Oh. Whoa.
That's what happened to me when I've slid into DMs to hook up with a
chick. Right. You know, you have some funny ones, but yeah. I've never thought I'd love to root him after one of them, so sorry.
Yeah.
You got to remember to tell us off mic who
I
that
will.
Is.
I would love to.
That's great.
All right, next question. My neck, my back, lick my pussy, and Borat voice, my crack.
Ben.
Yes, Ben.
Did Adam just laugh at his own joke?
He sure did.
Did I? I've forgotten that. That's not my fault.
I think that was the feeling of everyone in the room going, God, I hope that is me, because that's good. I'd be wrapped with that.
Yeah. I'd delete that account out of jealousy as well, like Twitter did.
It's really good, and I think it's so good I've said it on the podcast before.
Have you really? Yeah, I've forgotten all of those as well. I've got a terrible fucking memory, dude. It's because I spend too much time online.
You should, if you could get all your old tweets back from the Wayback Machine, some of the better ones, you should like try and auction them off. It's like, hey, my account's gone.
Yeah, make
it's not
NFTs
on there anymore.
Out of them.
Oh. Yeah. NFTs, yeah.
I can't think of another thing for NFT, but imagine I came up with a funny thing that NFT...
Knox's funny tweets, but
there you go.
Knox is spelled wrong, yeah.
All right, question 9. When someone else's podcast spends the first 10 minutes on irrelevant personal shit, bad. When my podcast does it, riffing...
Tommy.
Yes, Tommy.
Ben.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, again, the slightly passive-aggressive tone tweet really gives it away.
Yep.
There was some, Ben, I read of yours that I didn't put in, but there was one that was very good about Sydney comics in lockdown just getting on all the panel shows.
Yeah, that would have come out of the group chat, I reckon.
hot topic of conversation in Melbourne group chats during lockdown.
Been channeling the boys
that tweet. Yeah.
Well, podcasting the boys, you can't get on a channel.
Of course.
That's true, yeah.
Look at that fun little...
Mate, you should tweet that, Knox.
There's no point.
There was also another one about, let's just call him a stool comic. And I don't think you said it, but I think Tommy did.
Yeah.
You put it up and I liked it straight away. And then you both liked it. And then it was like, oh, so good. I then got joined into the DM going, we were talking about this, daring each other to tweet this. And it's nice to see these are the people who'd like it. Like,
oh, it like, right.
Straight away.
Now, I can't remember who that was about, but.
Oh, has that gone over your head, cunt?
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. I don't think it was him.
Was it not?
No.
Oh, that's what I was thinking
of. I think
of.
It was another guy with a big beard.
Yeah, he's not a stool comic. He's a getting a stool thrown at him comic.
Yeah, he was on a stool in that video is why I thought it was.
Yeah. And then he jumped on someone's table, I believe.
Yeah, he was on a stool and a couple of other substances.
I don't know what it is. Surely people who get up on stage and get the stool out know this is not cool. Like, I don't understand what they're doing.
It's like the thing where you think maybe I can be the one to break the I understand the mentality for whatever reason, probably because I am that and force myself not to do it every day. Like you think you can be the one who finally paints the perfect landscape with just a tree and a mountain. That's the most stupid thing you waste your time doing, but you think you could be the one.
I think it's probably because they're more comfortable sitting down. Because I genuinely am more comfortable sitting down on a stool on stage than I am standing up.
Sure.
Yeah. I think there probably are a lot of people that aren't viewing it as like, this is the place where I go to when I'm telling it like it is.
Yes.
It's like, I just feel more comfortable.
I don't fidget around when
I'm standing. Yeah. Let's change the attitude towards the stool.
I love it.
Am I too harsh to the stool? Maybe.
Maybe. No, maybe. But I think comedian society has become too harsh on the stool.
Hashtag
the
stool. Change the stool.
The stool represents something. It represents the telling you like it is.
It does.
Yeah.
Because Aziz Ansari's new special, it's just him on a stool.
He's stooling it up,
yeah,
flat out.
Okay. Yeah. Was he telling it like it was?
Yeah, not like his last one.
Okay.
It was like, if it could happen to me, it could happen to anyone.
Ooh. He just likes the stool
that
because...
sounds like a stool sentence, yeah.
He just likes the stool because it's shaped like a little claw.
God. Question 10. seeing the green or red line pop up on Microsoft Word and saying to myself, all right, let's see what your fucking issue with this one is before I click it.
Adam.
Yes, Adam.
Tommy.
Yes, it is.
I think I've heard him say that phrase. All right, let's see what your fucking issue is. That was in Tommy's voice.
Yeah.
Especially when it's like, I'm writing stand-up. I don't fucking care what the grammar is. This isn't going to fucking Hardy Grant.
Oh, at the end of the first 10 questions, I'll do a score count. So I'm on 0 points. I haven't got one. Tommy, you're on 2. Adam, you're on 4. Ben, you're on 4.
Oh, sick. It's close. Okay, cool.
Wow, great. You suck at this. You've got none of them and you've got the answers right there in front of you.
And I've always said as soon as I win the game, the podcast is over.
Okay.
Oh, I call it quits.
You've got 6 more chances.
6 more chances to win.
Otherwise, it has to go forever. I'm going to hold you to it.
Are we doing a round where we can get minus 1?
Let's go the last 10. If you get it wrong, you lose points.
Okay. Josh could win if we all fail.
Yeah, that's true. Really that's true.
Oh, no, don't.
Wrap it up 6 weeks early.
I've got a big show on the 3.
You'll have to message all the guests that you've got lined up. Sorry.
Let's throw this one.
We're out late tomorrow.
Yeah, tickets are refundable. So.
No, it's on Tribooking. I've spent the money. All right, question 11. New Banksy ideas. A rat looking at a mobile phone with a beautiful rainbow behind him. He doesn't see it because he's looking at his phone.
Ben.
Yes, Ben.
Josh.
No, Tommy Dassilo.
Oh. You're two both very artistic guys, I guess.
You know what the giveaway was? The little rat. One of my favorites.
It's true.
Of course.
The little rat.
I love everything little rat related.
Because your favorite movie of all time.
Oh, yeah.
Ratatouille. Ratatouille. Yep.
My brother's newborn.
So it's called Ratatouille?
It's called. Has a rat under his bonnet. Yeah. No. It's called Remy.
I love that name.
Yeah, it is a good name.
Yeah, I love that name. My friend's kid is called Remy.
Yeah. Yep. Good movie. I tried to make my kids watch it and they got halfway through and went, nah, let's watch Avengers. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Let's watch it.
Kids these days.
Yeah. Where's Ratman?
Question 12. With the gritty reboot of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air happening, I only hope Australia will be brave enough to make a gritty reboot of Acropolis Now.
Tommy. Adam.
Yes. Now you take it.
What? No, don't be big. You got in there first.
Yes, did Tommy. I? Oh, okay. Josh.
Yes, you are correct. Yeah,
that's what I was going to guess too. You should have let me have it.
Were you going to guess Tommy?
I was going to guess Josh as
okay,
well.
Okay.
Partly because Acropolis Now
dates it.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I had a lot of people in the DM, not DM, just underneath, just saying, no, yeah, it should have been
writing
this.
Into you to Lockbox 305.
Yeah. Crow's nest.
Being arm-actually'd over an Acropolis Now joke. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
But my thing was, no, you get Christos Tsolkas to write it,
mm-hmm,
make it more about gentrification of an area, of a suburb. Okay. You could really flesh this out into...
Yep.
Has anyone seen the new Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
I've seen the trailers. I'm not going to watch the full thing. It's crazy looking.
It looks really bad.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Has anyone seen the Pam and Tommy thing?
Oh, I'm
Tommy
loving
loves it.
It.
Yeah. Yeah. You boys haven't seen it.
He's into it almost much as real Tommy was.
Yep. On a boat.
Yeah. Man. I wouldn't know.
There's a fake Jay Leno in there that I'm obsessed with.
Yes. It's really
he's
good.
So good.
That's become a running thread on our Patreon podcast.
Yeah. He's in the first like minute of ep 1, and then in the most recent ep he comes back.
Yeah.
You see him in the writer's room, he's got the denim shirt on. It's so good.
It's great. And I really like that they've kept the writer's room true to what it would be in 1996, which is just a bunch of white dudes and one token black guy, and it's like, this is great.
But it's but they're all like young white guys.
Yeah.
And there's a scene of Leno kind of caning them, going like, oh, you know, this is Aunt Judy in Duluth. Did she heard about this? It's like, but if he cares that much, why would he have like a bunch of 19-year-olds working on it?
Seems he's strange. Have a bunch of his mates from the clubs.
Surely the writers room back then would have been older dudes.
Yeah. Look, I got a letter in from Australia with a better joke in it. That was like a that was that
Knox's
was,
Leno is so good.
That was Top Cat. That was a terrible impression.
Yeah. All right, question 13. A Black Swan / The Wrestler style movie about a man so obsessed with perfecting the art form of podcasting that he ends up alienating all of his family and Funko Pops.
Adam.
Yes, Adam.
Ben.
Yes, it was.
Thank Funko Pop gave it away. It was the internal back and forth of whether or not to buy a Funko Pop that I think exists.
No, I genuinely hate Funko Pops.
I know you do. But
have you ever been gifted a Funko Pop though?
not by a person, by a company.
Yeah.
Just like a bit of swag we got for the pod.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
You get them in a little fucking bag sometimes. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. A little bag.
Show bag.
Yeah.
Birdie Beetle and a Funko Pop.
Yeah. You've been given one as a gift?
I guess we. Are you talking about like through Loot Crate we got given some? Yeah. Or?
And Madman and a few.
Yeah. I've been gifted them.
Because it really is. I don't know what kind of video game this person likes. So I'll just buy this.
Right.
Similar.
That's the thing. It's like those just little, you know, those little frogs that sit on the edge of a fucking, what is a windowsill called over a fireplace?
Mantelpiece.
Yeah, that's the one. You know, just like, but you buy them because you're like, they're 63. Weird little fishing
frog. Ceramic frog.
It's that, but for nerds, and it's so insulting.
It's live, laugh, love for nerds.
Exactly. Yes. That was a much quicker way of saying it. That shows the difference in our joke writing. And then I was like, what's this fucking windowsill?
Yeah, you had to refer to Mr. Dictionary.
Yours was snappy, musical, brilliant.
What's this shit on top of the fire windowsill?
Yeah.
Get that off.
Get me in the Jay Leno writer's room now. All right, question 14. Does anybody have a spare toy wrestling / boxing championship belt I could borrow for a month? Sorry to be asking such a personal question.
Ben.
Yes, Ben.
That's Adam.
It is Adam, yeah.
On behalf of?
Yeah. Gem Cup.
Yeah.
that was a show that we did. Like 3 years ago, yeah.
Well, what if that was the thing that had gotten you kicked off Twitter? Oh, no, he's planning to put this belt on and launch someone off the third pole.
Dropkick someone on the third row. What was it for? What was the sketch?
It was for showing that a lawyer was so good that they'd want a wrestling belt for law.
Yeah, it was like their opening argument was like the intro of a boxer, so they
Yeah. Did we end up getting one, I think.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. And then my pants, I was the bad lawyer. So the good lawyer had a big wrestling belt and they were like, I'm the best lawyer in the world. And then my pants fell down to show that I was a bad lawyer.
It didn't even have a normal belt.
And also to show that I was a bad lawyer, my character's name, Mr. Bad Law.
It's like Jeremy complex. Bad Law.
How did you rig up the thing to have your pants fall down on cue every night?
I unbuckled my belt.
Yep.
And sat down until I needed them to fall off. Mm. And then I would walk towards the front of the stage, and most of the time they'd fall down. But some nights, I'd have to give them a little push, and it was the most humiliating thing. Because the thing is...
Stacking yourself, right.
It wasn't guaranteed a laugh every time.
Yeah. Even when it went perfectly.
Yeah. God, I wish I'd have just been sitting on a stool and telling it like it is. Way easier.
Anyway. It is so funny when you have a prop that you can't escape from after you do the joke.
Yeah.
I used to have a big chess piece, a big knight's chess piece.
Yeah.
Which I would do a story about how I played this Italian dude in a game of chess, gave him a bit of shit, beat him, and then woke up the next morning and found this in my bed. Pulled this out.
That's funny. That's horse's a great head. Joke,
yeah. Worked great for a few like years, I'd say. Mm.
Right.
Took it over to Perth for the Perth Fringe, did it on the opening night, got nothing. And I'm like, I've taken this all the way.
You've paid.
In my luggage.
Yeah.
You've had to hide it up your asshole for a whole flight.
It's taken up so much of space in my bag and it's not working.
Not once over in Perth?
Not once. I dropped it after four nights.
Man. What's going on?
They didn't understand the Godfather reference.
They don't know chess.
It's an old movie, but it's like the most
it's still
famous movie, I'd say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any scene from a movie that's been in a Simpsons episode too,
yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I reckon is evergreen for referencing.
Yeah. Yep.
The best one though, and I'll say it. So I won't say his name, but he was emceeing and it was a week of gigs.
Right.
He was emceeing and he got his suit graffitied professionally, paid $200 to get it, and walked out wearing that and went, well, I guess the lesson here is don't fall asleep on insert shitty suburb bus line.
Right. Right.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Gets nothing.
Mm.
Great.
And then he has to continue the rest of his set.
Just in a shit
wearing
suit.
His bomb. He tried it three nights in a row. There was someone else there who was like, hey, maybe do this. Give it a twirl. I don't think people really... And I'm like, I don't think that's the issue. I think they're getting it.
Yeah. Bombing while doing a little twirl as well. That's if you thought it was mortifying already.
Yeah, but cop a view of this bomb from all angles. Really, just
bullet time bombing.
Give him a second of being like, oh, good, he's going to leave.
on the fourth night, another of the comics who was on the bill, who some have said revolutionized stand-up comedy.
Okay.
Said, if you fell asleep, how did they graffiti... behind you, wouldn't you have been sitting down?
It does. Yeah, that did occur as well.
Just to see this guy's little face break and go, no, don't, of course it doesn't make sense. It's just, it's fine. Yeah. And then night five,
I don't think that's
it.
The issue, though, with why it wasn't working.
It isn't, no, but it adds to the fact of people going like,
I think, when the audience is like, I thought more about this joke than you did.
I can imagine that joke working in a TV show where someone gets on the bad line, falls asleep, smash cut to them with graffiti on them and whatever.
Yeah.
But even then, if you got to cut something out of the movie, it'd be that.
Yeah, you're doing that. So then having to take the suit, like, what, into the dry cleaners and be like, yeah, I don't know what's happening.
I fell asleep on the Frankston line. And then they're like, give me that suit back.
But also, as the MC, you know, you get to go again. You get to have another shot. But he had to walk out again still wearing it. Remember me?
That rules.
Just start again.
Oh. Man.
Good times. I love comedy. All right. Question 15. I'm currently waiting on a PCR test result. If I've caught COVID over the Christmas New Year break, I'll be devastated, as my dream had been to catch it at a screening of Sonic the Hedgehog 2 in a couple of months.
Okay. Well, it's not you. Even though you're the only one with kids here.
I saw Sonic at the cinema.
Your kids loved it, right?
They really loved it.
Sonic 1?
It was fun.
Yeah.
Adam.
Yes, Adam.
Tommy.
You are correct. Yes, appointment for Adam.
I thought for sure it was Knox, but I just wanted to sit back.
I think I haven't done a I did all rats.
Oh yeah,
that's how I knew it wasn't me.
Yeah.
Genuinely, I didn't need to put that thought process into it.
But they're already in development for Sonic 3.
Greenlit it,
and a Knuckles TV series.
Mm. Yeah,
damn.
Is Idris Elba playing Knuckles?
Yeah,
yes. He is
in the TV series as well.
Yeah.
From The Wire to Knuckles.
Yeah.
What a career.
They're betting big. On Sonic.
People love him. He was going to be Bond. Now he's Knuckles.
Sonic the Hedgehog was going to be Bond.
Yeah.
Wow.
That would be great.
I'm still going to drive the car, but I don't really need to.
Yeah.
Hedgehog. Sonic Hedgehog.
Ah. Pussy galore. I'm done.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, question 16. A remake of A Country Practice, but the hospital closed down and a Bunnings is there instead. Dr. Terence Elliott works in the paint section.
Tommy.
Ben.
Yes, Tommy.
Josh.
Yes, it's me.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
Country Practice.
Yeah.
None
Someone's
of us even know what that
TV
is.
TV at 12:30 p.m. in 1998.
Yeah.
I'm starting to realize I'm old.
Did you see that thing that was like about the Super Bowl halftime show? And it was like everyone of our age was like, you know what? They used to have all this old shit like the fucking Who and, you know, and now it's like finally one for us.
Yeah.
A young person's halftime show. Oh, no.
Yeah.
I had that this morning. My trainer at the gym was like, oh, did you watch the Super Bowl halftime? That'd be all your generation, wouldn't it? And I was like, yeah, but that wasn't the music I was listening to then. Like, I thought Eminem was quite sexist at that stage. Now I think he's pretty good.
But right. It is funny to imagine, like, a 20-year-old seeing someone, like, to them, Snoop Dogg being, like, this fucking crusty old fart music. Mm. Like, God, this is lame.
But did you see the footage of 50 Cent getting to position to do his little monkey bar down?
No, I saw him like in it looking exhausted already from hanging upside down. So, and that was the most recent song that they played was from 2004.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
right.
So,
you know.
It was great. So you see there's the footage of someone filming him getting in position literally like 3 seconds before.
Right.
And then going down. And yeah, it's great. Someone else said, for a guy who is on Instagram like giving shit to women for how they look, the boy's got beefy. Like,
yeah. He's really starting to feel those 8 bullets now.
All right. Question 17. If I see any comedians posting any, wah, now I've registered for Comedy Festival, I actually have to do a show, wah, shit. I'm going to slap you back to March 2020. If you don't like doing comedy, go work at Starbucks.
Ooh, Tommy.
Yes, Tommy.
Ben.
Someone's been in a bad mood for the last couple of years.
I think I literally only tweet pet peeves now.
Yeah. I did have a moment halfway through that where I was like, oh, is this me? I hope this isn't me because fuck, I was angry.
It is true though. Like, yeah. I agree with you, Ben. Yeah.
Do you mean, when was that? Was that as we were coming into the festival in 2021? Yeah, it must have been, was, right?
Yeah.
Because that's a common thing for anyone who doesn't know who's listening that, oh, now I've got to write my show. I hate the fit. It's like, just don't do it then.
Just don't do it, yeah.
I'm still a big one of going, I'm so tired, like, during the comedy festival. It's like, yeah, I get it, but, like, really, it's an hour a night.
Yeah.
You don't have to go to the festival club. You don't have to get on the beers. It's fun that we get to.
Exactly. You're tired because you've been hanging out with your friends.
Yeah.
I don't think people should complain about being a mother. You chose to have that baby.
Thankfully, someone's taking the heat off me.
just get your account back, and then that's tweet one out of the gate, and just see what the response is. Yeah.
You chose to drive that car. You knew an accident could happen.
Oh, God. Oh,
yes.
You know, walk it off. Oh, sorry.
All right, next question. Question 18. Hello, Dan. It's Joe here. I hope you're keeping well. It's the 21st of December, and I'm just ringing to see if you're happy with your current energy provider.
Tommy.
Yes, Tommy.
Josh.
Yes, you are correct.
Oh, okay. I thought that might have been me for a minute, because I used to work at a call center for energy.
Yeah.
For electricity, but that's fine.
I don't know what it's referencing, so I just went, it's got to be, it's got to be Gramps.
Well, this one, I've tweeted this about 4 years in a row now, always on 21st of December, the gravy day.
Oh, the fucking gravy day. Yeah. Oh, that gives me the
irrits. It's one of those ones where it's like, oh, do you know when you write some material about, say, the Melbourne Cup, and you go, oh, I can do this every year around then. This is one of those tweets. I'm like, oh, cool. This is come back again.
Your Melbourne Cup material where you're like, best day of the year, boys, isn't it? So good. Love watching the horsies.
Hand
love
job
putting
at a tram
on.
Stop's coming back.
All right, next question. If you don't have a panic attack every time you get a message from MyGov, I'd love to know what it's like to have your parents pay your rent.
Oh, Tommy.
Yes, Tommy.
Ben.
Yes, it is.
I thought it could have been Adam, but that's me.
Ben's peeve corner.
I'm losing it, guys. I've had to pay my rent for years. Okay.
I've had enough to hear with these people who do the same things I do, but annoyingly.
Open an email from MyGov.
It was all dead.
Yeah.
I just needed it to finish. It was like someone go, da, 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 da. You've got to finish it.
Da, da. Hey, Tommy, do it in the Husey voice, but say, it was all dead.
Oh.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good.
That's great. Right. Do it.
That's good.
Do it.
Yeah.
Open an email for MyGov. It was all dead.
Yeah, that's
good.
Right.
He's done it again.
Really like Robo debt.
In my day, it was RoboCop. That's what he'd say.
Yeah.
Yes.
RoboDebt. What the robot bought that it's in debt for? Four houses like a normal person?
Have you had Husey on
I've
this
I've never
yet?
Had him on the pod.
Oh, he's the white whale.
He is. I've had Thorno and Xavier and Ben Russell all doing.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Get him on.
You've got to try and get him on for those last six. God, going through his tweets from the last couple of years. Oh,
question 14. These restrictions are going too far.
Maybe the 300th.
Yeah.
Maybe the... So for the list, I'm doing a big 300th show at Max Watts.
Mm-hmm.
13th of April.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets as soon as Comedy Festival... Get them on sale. We'll be on sale. Maybe I get Husey on.
Yeah.
Maybe for the last round, I bring out you, Thomas, Thorno, Ben Russell, Xavier.
Yep. Night of a thousand Huseys. And you give everyone in the crowd, like, you know, the cover of Being John Malkovich?
Yes.
You give everyone in the crowd a little paddle pop stick with Husey's head on it.
And we play Hughes for the final round.
Don't you know Hughes I am?
Yeah. Yes. As a final ep, as a farewell to the pod, that's perfect.
I just put up a whole bunch of houses, and the other guests have to guess which one Husey owns.
Oh.
That is good stuff. That is really good stuff.
Oh.
The glass house.
Do I keep that in? Do I cut that out? No, that's all right.
We'll keep it in.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, do I want it a surprise in case?
Right. I think people will have forgotten or assumed that there's no chance that you actually do it.
We'll
and
see.
Then you do it.
And then they'll be disappointed on the night when it's...
Please don't go to the stage. Just regular Tommy Dassler. Not doing a voice.
All right. Question 20. No more shows that take a few episodes to get good. thanks. Nail it out of the gate or fuck off.
Ben.
Yes, Ben.
Tommy.
That is Tommy, yeah. Yes.
Tommy also has pet peeves.
I got pet peeves.
Yep. Different than mine.
Yeah. We're all tweeting about pet peeves. It's just that some of ours are only to do with 90s TV shows.
Yes. Yes.
And some of ours are only to do with wanting to die.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all pet peeves, though. It's all peeving.
What show do you reckon this was about, Tommy?
Good question. Trying to remember when that was. It's a little while ago, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's a good point. I can't remember.
The main one is Schitt's Creek. Everyone's like, oh, season three is when it gets really good.
Yeah, maybe it was that.
Emmy's time, there was a lot of, well, go through the first couple.
Yeah.
I feel like we all tried it as well. You loved it, didn't you?
I enjoyed it. I liked
how... No, you loved it.
It was my favourite show.
You were married to it.
I watched all of it, but it was a good sort of backgroundy sitcom show, you know, that type of thing.
Oh, you know what it was? You know what I genuinely do think it was about? It was sort of about in the way that, you know, your pet peeves are always sort of very, you know, self-turning the lens on you. You know, you hate yourself in a way. It was Succession because I was doing that too. I was like trying to get my girlfriend and it would be like, it takes a while.
And
I was like,
too.
I fucking hate. Yeah, I love that show. But I was like, God, I wish they could just fucking get on with this and make it an easier recommend.
Yeah, because I got obsessed with it. But then I reckon it took me probably 3 weeks to get through the first two episodes. I was just
I thought it was like ep 3 that this thing happens that's really good. It's ep 7.
I didn't know it was a comedy when I first started watching it.
Right.
So it was just all serious to me. And then I realized that Tom was very funny in it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, and Greg is very funny.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, oh, the rest of them, I've thought, oh, they're playing it seriously, which I think they are, but that's why it's funny.
Yeah, great show. But just takes it, you know, it takes a few episodes.
You told me ep 3, so I watched up to ep 3, nothing had happened. So I was like, well, fuck this, it's not for me. But I'm going to try and get to ep 7 one day.
Rewatching it with my girlfriend, her watching it for the first time, and severely underestimating when the big thing happens.
Oh,
it was like the, you know, in The Simpsons, like, when are they going to get to the fireworks? For her being like, for God's sakes, is it like just not like the most inconsequential thing would happen? She'd be like, is this it? Is this your big fucking moment? Have we had it now? I'm like, no, we're actually, I've looked it up and we're 4 episodes away from that. I'm sorry.
God. Anyway, now let's hear my Succession tweet where I call it Succession.
Next question. If you start playing Red Hot Chili Peppers Californication at 11:58 on New Year's Eve, you should have just gone to bed earlier. You're having a shit New Year's Eve and their songs are awful.
Tommy.
Yes, Ben.
Ben.
Oh. What were you going to say, Ben?
Josh.
Tommy, a point off you and a point to Ben. Yeah.
Oh! Yes. Damn.
It was me.
Yeah.
Hater of Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah, you have great musical taste. That's why I knew it would be you.
When I was on Spicks and Specs, they were like, yeah, no jokes about Red Hot Chili Peppers. People really like them. And I'm like, this is not fair.
They're back. The boys are back.
The socks on.
Yep.
Yep. Flea's an interesting one. I reckon I would like Flea. And
same.
He seems to have really good taste in the music that he gravitates towards. Mm. And that thing with Tom York I really liked.
I liked it too, yeah. Atoms.
Yeah. He seems like a cool guy.
He was in some movies too, right?
He was in Point Break.
He's the little kid in the Jungle Berries. What are they called?
The Wild Thornberries.
Wild Thornberries.
He's in The Big Lebowski.
He's in Back to the Future.
I fucking love Flea.
He played bass on Jagged Little Pill.
He's in Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yep.
Ugh. Now I'm off him.
Born in Melbourne too.
Oh, wow.
Flea?
Yep.
Yeah.
Fuck.
You weren't just suddenly talking about someone else.
No, I said me, not Flea, born in Melbourne.
Question 22. In case you don't follow any middle class white girls on Instagram, it's now spring.
Adam.
Yes, Adam.
Bo Burnham.
No. It was you dipshit.
I reckon that was worth it.
This was a long time before Inside as well.
I bet it was.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Guess who was holding a guitar first as well? Mr. Josh Earl over here.
Oh, yes.
Bo Burnham didn't invent it.
No.
And he played a keyboard.
But he's tall, skinny and handsome. So
I met Bo Burnham once. When he was out here doing... The festival brought him out.
Yeah.
And oh, yeah, you told me this before.
What he did was he did the feature spot at Class Clowns.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That was all he did?
In what year?
2010.
Right. Huh. How about that?
So he's only just big off YouTube at the time.
And I guess he was known for being the young comedian.
Yeah.
So it does make sense.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so, I met him because maybe it was that or 2008, but... me and Damien Callinan were doing the little workshop beforehand, just getting the kids used to being on the big stage.
Yeah.
And Damien was like, some of you may not have performed on a stage like this. I went, yeah, no, we have, yeah. It's a And one goes, yeah, I performed in front of 16,000 people. And he was like, where? And he goes, oh, at our regional show. And he's like, well, okay. And Damon was so lovely. He was trying to give them advice. All them going, no, we don't need this. We don't need, no, we don't need this. No, no, no. And Bo Burnham was sitting in the audience listening to it all. And I was like, oh, this is so weird that he, because he was,
never came outdoors again.
Well, he was going to go talk to them afterwards. And I don't remember if he actually did speak to them.
Right. Like, yeah. These kids are cunts. I'm not doing this.
Yeah. Speaking of Burnham, that's what they done to all the bridges with me. Fuck these kids.
The whole reason you've been brought out to this country, enough for me. Yeah. I'm taking a pass on these little losers.
But he seemed very shy. That's all. Right. He seemed like very much, I don't know what I'm doing here, and I don't really need to speak to these kids.
Yeah, that seems like an over the top suggestion that just went too far admin wise. You know what I mean?
Mm. Right.
Mm. Yeah.
All right, next.
Like that Dave Hughes idea from before.
Next question. It's not anyone's game. Kokkinakis and Kyrgios winning in the doubles is like when the high school footballers went in the school talent contest and absolutely killed it with a sketch they copied from Full Frontal.
Ben.
Yes,
shit.
Ben.
That's Josh.
That is me, yes. Yeah.
I remember you tweeting that. It was very recent.
And also Full Frontal.
It was very recent, but you still managed to get Full Frontal in there.
it happened like two weeks ago.
Yeah.
The initial draft was fast forward.
Big time. That's you modding it up for the kids.
I was like, big bite.
But it really was. I'd love to see it. I'd love to see those two just, you know, being absolute cunts the whole way and just getting everyone on side. Just
They're
going,
funny.
Yeah, they are. They're lads like us.
Yeah. Kyrgios hates tennis.
Yeah.
And so
he's always
us.
Tweeting, if you're holding your tennis racket weird, fuck off.
Good for him. And also people getting upset about disrespecting doubles tennis. No one cares about doubles. I've tweeted before how they just should get rid of the doubles lines. It's just distracting for anyone who's not used to tennis going, so how come those lines are there? They're for other, like, just...
There's a game called joke tennis that we sometimes play.
They're disrespecting this version of tennis where the tickets are like $11.
Yeah. Just streamline the court. Let the people cheer during serves. They're professional athletes. Mm. It'll just get drowned out. It'll just be white noise. After the first one, they'll go, oh, yeah, we can serve with them making noise. Mm. It won't matter. All right. Next question. Second line. The penultimate question.
Whoa.
All right.
Big announcement. I've been gaining weight for a movie. I'm going to be really fat when I go see The Matrix.
That's funny. Who's that? That's what I want to know.
Tommy.
Yes, Tommy.
Ben?
Yes, it is.
Yes. Yes, it was me.
I've never heard that joke before.
You might have been off Twitter.
Hell
yeah. Yeah. Not that long ago.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's nice.
It was it was in reference to The Matrix Resurrections.
No, we heard it.
Did you tweet this in 2002?
No, it was quite recent. It was for...
See, if I tweeted it, it would have been one.
For when I go watch Die Hard 3.
I'm gaining weight for a movie. I'm just going to be really fat when I go and watch the train driving towards the screen.
Hey, let's do a score count.
Okay.
Me, 0 points. I came last. Adam, you're on 5 points.
Okay.
After 24 questions, we have a tie. Both Ben and Tommy on 8 points.
Ooh.
So this is the final question.
Oh,
okay.
God.
I don't even remember buzzing in 8 times, to be honest.
And I can't win this, but I can get it right and then force a draw.
No, true.
No, you can't, because either me or Adam who wrote this one.
Okay.
Al Pacino noticing a stranger in his own house. Who are you?
Tommy.
Yes, Tommy.
Adam.
Yes, you are correct. Tommy Daslow wins on 9 points.
That's actually a good red herring, because Al Pacino...
Yes.
Old legacy.
It's, but if it was Al Pacino and Heat, which Josh, you wouldn't have seen yet, but the guy from Dog Day Afternoon is really good.
Just fun. Also a guy that looks younger than all three of us as well.
I know.
Oh, but my references are old. Good. Hey, at the end of the game, the scores are me 0, Adam 5, Ben 8, our winner Tommy Daslow. Yay. And we talk about Al Pacino. That's a good tie-in to what your podcast is about.
Oh, it sure is.
You're talking movies.
Yes.
We find the fake movies that are in real movies. And then
All TV shows.
Yes. And then we riff out the entire plot. And make them into a real movie.
Yeah, yes. So we basically like improvise a treatment for things like Angels with Filthy Souls from Home Alone, the little black and white movie with the guy with the gun in it.
Yep. Which, growing up, I thought was a real movie.
Same.
And I think I did as well, yeah.
And I only realised when I was reading about the new Home Alone, which has anyone seen the new Home Alone?
Mm-hmm. Nah.
It's no good.
I didn't think so. I think my parents started watching it on Christmas and then killed themselves.
You think?
Yeah, I haven't really talked to them in a while.
Well, that should be what the movie's about. Like, there are no bad people in the movie.
Right.
The wet bandit characters, it's all a misunderstanding.
Oh, that sucks.
Oh, what?
That's really stupid.
And halfway through them being tortured, they're like, hang on, where are your parents? Sorry, spoiler alert. They're like, where are your parents? And they're like, oh, they went away for Christmas and I'm here. And they went, oh. And then they have a hug and invite him back to their house for Christmas, where he just hangs out at their house for Christmas.
That's all right. Crazy.
That's it. PC culture has gone too far. That's the sanitizing Home Alone. That's the thing that's won me over on that argument.
I tweeted this out saying it's crazy that they made it and didn't put Steve-O and Johnny Knoxville as the wet bandits.
Oh, yeah.
And had them do all their own stunts.
That'd be sick. That's so much a good
better.
Idea.
Yeah. So much better.
Yeah, man.
Like, make some kind of like more PG-friendly stunts for those two.
Yep.
That's a fucking awesome idea.
I wish a gateway drug for Jackass. Which
the problem with that is, then you've got a little kid in the film who's constantly like, "Oh, so what? What are you? You know, because the kid's like 8 or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So someone's having to be like, "Oh, they've never done anything before. This is their first time acting in anything." Because otherwise, it's going to be like, "Hey, can I see this film that my co-stars are in?"
Mm.
No,
it's the kid from Jojo Rabbit.
Pardon?
Oh, yeah. Oh, right. Who looks like Nick Frost.
Yeah, and he's already learned about the Nazis, so that kid's already fucked up.
Yeah, fair. Okay.
So he can watch Jackass.
Yeah, show him the Diarrhea Volcano, then he's fine. Yeah. But yeah, it's up now. I think maybe by the time this comes out, there'll be 3 episodes up.
Yep. Yeah, I think
so. Our third episode is from Succession, actually, a fake movie that's mentioned in Succession called Dr. Honk, the Man Who Can Talk to Cars.
Yeah.
And
So full beat-by-beat script. We cast it, I believe, from memory.
Yeah.
We write and then cut together a trailer for the fake movie that we've come up with on the course of the show. So you get the whole little experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've been really fun.
What was the Seinfeld one that you
Sack Lunch.
Sack Lunch. It was very funny. So, I highly recommend it. Also, Filthy Casuals.
You would have loved it because we referenced the Tucker Bag in it.
Yes. See, I don't know the Tucker Bag reference.
Oh, of course, because he's Victorian.
Yeah.
Right.
So I only get the Tucker Bag reference from your other podcast, Dum Dum Club, where you talked about it on that. And I was like, had to look it up to get what Tucker Bag was.
I love the Tucker Bag. That's crazy that he wasn't national.
Yeah. No, because at first I thought Tucker Bag was, there was an old TV show called Teabag.
Oh, yeah.
It was about a girl.
Does that mean it's from the 40s if you're calling it old? Is
that it was pretty fucking old. Is it a British show?
A British show where they had to go around and solve clues and get teas, and there was a witch that would try to stop them, and the witch was called Teabag.
Yeah, bizarre show. Yeah. Look it up on YouTube to see. Like, it's a classic weird as hell kids show.
They had
the
80s. Lot of British ones like that. There was that fucking wizard who called a telephone the telling bone. I don't remember his name, but that's enough information to find out for yourself if you care to.
But also we do Filthy Casuals, where we talk about video games every single week.
Yep.
And if you want to give us some money, we do a Patreon podcast where we talk about movies and TV shows and music. Josh has been on it before. We talked about Woodstock 99.
Mm-hmm.
Filthycasuals.com.au has all of our stuff.
Yeah.
And Hollywood Phonies is on there too, right? I guess. Have we put it on there?
Not on the website.
It's on the apps.
Brilliant. Also, everyone, thanks for those who came to Adelaide. Thank you very much. That would have been and gone by now. And tickets are on sale for the podcast in the Comedy Festival. Go to joshell.com.au. Thanks heaps. I'll see you next time. Bye.
G'day, mate. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.